What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, and GAP, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and everything else you guys celebrate. I hope everyone's having a good start to their holiday weekend, the holiday festivities. If you celebrate Christmas, well, I got gifts coming for you under the tree. If you celebrate Hanukkah, I got the 7 days of giving coming your way. And if you celebrate Kwanzaa, I don't know what that is. But Kwanzaa, baby, I got them gifts for you. I'm your host for this Degenmas episode, JG. And let's get into the spread'em picks. Let's start off with the Saturday picks. The time of recording of this one is about Saturday, 1 o'clock, so the games will have started by the time you see this. But we're still going to give them locks. We're still going to give them spread'em picks. And I'm still 500 when it comes to spread'em picks, so take it with a grain of salt what I give you here. First game we got for you, Bengals, Steelers. Spreads at 3 in favor of the Bengals. And come on now. It's looking like a cloudy day, 59% chance of rain. Bengals, out of nowhere, the resurgence with Jakey Brown and the Funky Bunch back in Cincinnati. You know, I'm rocking with Cincinnati at -3. Like, I think Mason Rudolph, I never even clicked that. Christmas, Rudolph. I got to fade myself and take the Steelers here +3. I don't even want to. Like, I was going to take Bengals until I heard Mason Rudolph. I didn't even click that in my head till right now, but I got to take the Steelers at +3. Oh boy. I don't know if I'm doing that right or not, but we're going with Rudolph. He's going to guide us there with his red nose shining us all the way and take us to the promised land. Steelers at +3. Bills, Chargers, Bills at -12.5. Whew. Going into LA Dome Stadium. Nice. Is it domed? Yes, it is. It's a dome stadium. -12.5. The way these boys have been playing since putting Joe Brady as OC and getting rid of Ken out the Dorsey. Oh my lord. Oh my Lanta. I think that's the expression. Oh my Lanta. Give me the Buffalo Bills at -12.5. The boys have been buzzing. I like what I see all the way out there in New York, Buffalo. And now let's go to the Christmas Eve Day festivities. You gotta love the NFL giving us NFL action. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Nothing on Boxing Day, but that's okay. That's when the World Juniors start. But besides that, we're going to start off with the Browns at the Texans. Browns favorite -2.5. We got ourselves another dome stadium, so no weather conditions. I don't know if CJ Stroud's going to be back, but Joe Flacco, the resurgence of Joe 2013 Flacco, 2012 Flacco, the early 2010s Joe Flacco. Like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? And if CJ Stroud's not playing, as much as I like the Texans, I don't know. The Browns. Let's go with the Browns -2.5. Next, we got the Lions at the Vikings. Spreads at -3 for the Lions going into the Vikings domed stadium. And I don't know, man. Like, Kevin Stefanski, he's been rolling with Nick Mullins, Josh Dobbs. I think his name is Jaren Hall. Jay Jettas is back. Oh. But we can't bet against the Lions. We cannot bet against Dan Campbell and the Lions, JG, Jared Goff. I'm never going to go against those. Like, this game, for a spread at 3, I can't see it happening. Give me the Lions. Next, we go to Packers at the Panthers. Packers are favorite, -4. There is, I believe, no weather conditions in play. It's going to look good. Where the fuck? All right, well, I can't find the Panthers on here, so. Oh, yeah, sunny day. I don't know, Matt LaFleur, I'm not going to overthink this one. Panthers, maybe they get something going because of their 3-point victory over the Falcons, but the Falcons were dog shit last week. Arthur Smith, dog shit. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Matt LeFleur. Packers at minus four. We're just going to take Packers minus four. He's a December god, Matt LeFleur. And we're not going to think anything of it. Next, we got the Colts at the Falcons. Falcons favorite minus 2.5. I do not like Arthur Smith as head coach. His daddy gave him the job. You see what he did last week? He effed people over in fantasy football with that little... Why the hell are you not playing Bijan? Why the hell are you not giving Bijan the ball? He's a top 10 pick. He looks electric out there when he gets the ball. But nope, we're not going to give him because he fumbled the ball. That's some bullshit, man. So, fuck it. We're going Colts. Plus 2.5. I love the Minshew mania, the Minshew magic, and it's the magical time of year. So, what else can we do? What else can we do but bet for Gardner Minshew? Next. Oh, baby. Seahawks at Titans. Seahawks favorite minus 3.5. And I told you guys last week. I told you guys. The Seahawks are going to win. The Seahawks are going to win. Drew Lock. How you like me now? How you like me now? Put that motherfucker on it. Yes, sir. You know what's good, baby. Drew Lock. We riding with him all day. All day. I think Geno Smith's starting, but I don't care. We're taking Seahawks at minus 3.5. We got that playoff life again, and we ain't looking back. Pete Carroll's got them now. He's got them right where they want them. 2-game win streak coming our way. We'll take the Seahawks at minus 3.5. Next, we got, what a terrible game this is. Commanders at Jets. Jets favorite, minus 3. Like, I don't even want to pick this game. This is a shitty game. I take the under at 37, to be quite honest. But we'll take the home team. Jets minus 3. Who knows what Commanders are going to do. If they say they're starting Howell, but if he has a bad half, they might just put Jacoby in. We'll just go Jets minus 3. I don't like that game at all, personally. Terrible. Next, the 3 o'clock matchups. Jags at Tampa. Spread is in favor of the Jags minus 1.5. Baker's been buzzing. And they're still fighting for a playoff spot. Jags are still fighting for a playoff spot. Jags should win. They're the better team. We're not overthinking this. We're just taking Jags minus 1.5. I love you, Baker. You've been balling. You've been killing it. Former Heisman winner. We're going to go with... Oh, do I want to fade myself here? Ooh. The temptations. Ooh. Give me Jags minus 1.5. That's what we're doing. Next, we got the Cardinals at the Bears. Bears are favored by 4. I believe this game is a nice sunny day too. Nothing really to worry about. Yep. Nice partly cloudy day. Sunny. And we're going to take... Let's go with the Bears minus 4. We'll go with Justin Field. I think this is another terrible game. This could be an exciting game, actually. Two terrible teams going at it. But the way the Bears defense has been playing lately, I like them more than I like the Cardinals. So let's go Bears minus 4. And last 3 o'clock game, the Cowboys at the Dolphins. Ooh, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. Cowboys showed their true colors last week. Like, that was a dud of a game. Oh, my God. They got pumped by the Bills, I believe they played. And you know what they say about the Dolphins? They can't beat winning record teams. You've seen the numbers. You seen Mike McDaniel say, we got to change the narrative. We got to do this. We got to do that. But can they do it? Tyreek's still questionable. Achan hasn't been healthy all year. Mostert's injured now. And it's tough to say. It's tough to say. But give me the Dolphins minus 1.5. I think it's too much for them. Too much for the Cowboys to handle. They got to come into Miami. It's going to be hot because of the way the stadium's set up. So give me the Dolphins minus 1.5. And last game of Christmas Eve, Patriots at the Broncos. Broncos favored by 7. I think this game's going to end in a push. Give me the Broncos. Wilson, let's ride. Broncos, let's ride. Every time I pick them, Broncos, you're going to hear this. Let's ride. So I'm not going to bet against them. Not gonna bet against Willie and the boys. Little Willie really can. Uh-huh. Raiders, Chiefs. This is a weather game. Little rainy conditions. 57% chance. The first game of the Christmas days. Noon o'clock. Noon 12. Let's get it going. Spreads at 10.5 in favor of the Chiefs. And we're taking the Raiders this time to cover that plus 10.5. I think Antonio Spears has come up with a little game plan now. He's like, okay, I got what they're coming for. Max Crosby and the boys are going to be buzzing on defense. And what did you say what you say about this Kansas City offense? It ain't the same like it once was. Rashee Rice been balling, though. I'll give him that. Rashee Rice, he's looking like somewhat of a new Tyreek. For next year, he can take that Tyreek role because he's fast, he's electric, he can make plays. Definitely not Kadarius Toney, that bum. So we'll take Raiders plus 10.5. Next, we got Giants at the Eagles. 3 o'clock game, divisional game. Give me the Giants plus 13.5. Eagles, people, like you seen the McCaffrey on the Manning cast call exactly what, I think he went like 4 for 4 plays, calling exactly what they're going to do. They've become predictable, the Eagles. Eagles have become predictable in what they're going to do on offense. Danny DeVito, the Christmas boy, Dominic the Donkey, it all makes sense. I know Eagles got some, they got some of their own Italians. You got Dom, he got sent out. So we got to go with the Giants at plus 13.5. I don't think it's going to be a two-score game. And then the final game of them all, Ravens, 49ers, spreads at 6 in favorite of the 49ers. But you know what Lamar Jackson does against the NFC. He's 19-1 as a starter all time against the NFC. He's got a 950 win percentage. That's absurd. Absurd. And we're going to have them at plus 6. Give me the Ravens all day for your... to end off the Christmas Day bets. And now, let's go into the player props locks. And last week, I went 1-1. Isaiah Likely over 3.5 receptions plus 110. Come on now. You knew that was going to come in all day. And then Derrick Henry. Mr. All-Reliable himself to get over 66.5 rush yards. Minus 110. I think the guy forgot how to play football last week. I think he forgot to play football. I got to look up his stats from last week. I think he had 20 touches, and he managed to put up less than 15 yards. I'm looking up the stats because I got to make sure what I saw was right. Last week against the Texans, 16 rushing attempts, 9 yards. He got 9 rushing yards against them. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Derrick Henry? What the fuck were you doing? He had 4 targets, 4 receptions, 1. He put up a grand total 10 yards last week on 20 touches. I apologize to everyone who took that bet. The man forgot how to play football. I don't know what to tell you. I probably could have put up 10 yards in 20 touches. He averaged under a yard per touch. Think about that. He averaged half a yard per touch. Half a yard per touch. It's mind-boggling. Like, the man forgot how to play football last week. Absolutely astounding. And then I gave you guys, just as a fun one, just as a hunch, I gave you the Chiefs to commit the first penalty of the game. Well, that was wrong. Patriots committed it. And what are you going to do? But we're going to this week's locks, baby. The Degenmas locks. And because it's a time of giving, I got 3 locks coming your way. 3 gifts I'm gifting you guys. Because that's why we're in the present. And that's why they call it a gift. I screwed that line up. And I made mistakes. But it's okay. So let's go. First game Game one, they're all Christmas Day games because I want you guys to enjoy a nice day of gambling on Christmas. Lock here, lock here, lock here. You get 9 hours of locks. First lock. Game one, Raiders at Chiefs. I got Isaiah Pacheco under 3.5 receptions, minus 105. He's coming back from injury, and with the playoffs coming up, I believe Andy's going to just not put them all out there. He's going to take them back a little, reserve it, create less chance of re-injury because he's a dog when it comes to playoffs. He drives them legs. He lifts them up. He's running like a mad pit bull out there, and I think they need to reserve that. And especially with the resurgence of Clyde Edwards-Helaire last week, like how he performed, I think he's going to get more touches this week. He's going to take a little more passing, the passing down game away from Isaiah and just let him run the ball. And when you look at his 22 career starts over the regular season, the amount of times he's caught over 3.5 receptions, so four or more, has been, I can count on one hand, three times. He's only done it three times in 22 games. That means 86% of the time, he doesn't catch more than 3.5 catches. And this year, he's only hit the over 25% of the time. So out of the however many games he's played, 25% of them, he's hit the over. So 75%, the under has come in. And now he's going up against the Raiders, who since sent Josh McDaniels to the curb, away for pickup from the trash man. He's only allowed two running backs to receive more than four receptions in a game. The last week, when the Raiders absolutely thrashed the Chargers, putting up 63-21, Eckler had four receptions. That's obviously going to happen. He's down in the game. He's going to just shovel it off. Easton Stick's going to shovel it off to Eckler. And that's how he's going to get his receptions. And then he also led one of his four games this year, one of his three or four, Isaiah Pacheco, to receive five receptions in that game. I can't see it happen again. I have a feeling Antonio Spears is going to have a game plan. Okay, he cooked us like this. He cooked us like that. We're not going to let that happen. And he's going to be shut down. So give me Isaiah Pacheco under 3.5 receptions, minus 105. Now we're going lock number two, game number two. Give me the Italian Stallion, Tommy Cutlets DeVito, under 0.5 interceptions, plus 130. Another money pick for you guys. I gave you Isaiah Likely last week. Now I'm giving you Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito. And how dare the NFL take my guy, Tommy DeVito, away from his family on Christmas? You know how important Christmas is to Italians? This is an Italian nana's and Italian mother's Super Bowl with all the food they got to cook. They got to get the cutlets. They got to get the pasta. They got to get the insalata. They got to get the nice soprassata, zizzi cut up. They got to get the seven-course meal, the seven heaven of meals prepared for them. And I'm going to tell you right now, your boy Tommy DeVito, he's going to turn into prime Tom Brady with a little hint, with a little zest of Dean Martin for that little flair. You know, that's Samore. And each week, Tommy has gotten better. I was hating him. I was like, Tommy, Tony, Demi, Devon, don't matter. Well, I'm telling you right now, Tommy DeVito has gotten better week by week by week. Brian Daboll is like, this is my QB. I'm going to use him in the right system. I'm going to use his strengths, use his abilities to get us the dub. So I really like this. In his first two games as a starter, he threw interceptions against, who did he play? The Raiders and the Cowboys. He threw interceptions. But the last four games straight, no turnover. No interceptions. No interception turnover. I think he had two fumbles in one game, so I can't say no turnovers. But he did throw no interceptions. And that was just over, that's about 100 passing attempts with zero interceptions. People were like, oh my God, CJ Stroud at the beginning. No one's talking about Tommy and this accomplishment, but I will. Attaboy, Tommy DeVito. And when you look at the Eagles, they've been trending downward. They've been falling off the Death Valley, the Death Valley cliff, and they've been falling. They've been tumbling down. They've been tumbling down that hill, and it's been hurting them. They've become predictable, and their defense hasn't been doing that much since the start. They've only gone 6 interceptions in 15 games, none in their last 3. And I'll just list some QBs that they couldn't pick off. Kirk Cousins, Sam Howell, they did pick him off in the second game, so we'll call that we'll call it even. Matt Stafford, Zach Wilson, Dak Prescott times 2. He couldn't do it in either game. Brock Purdy, and then Drew, the real deal lock. He couldn't pick off. So that's what I like. Give me Tommy, the golden boy DeVito, under 0.5 interceptions, plus 130. And you say, JG, stop giving me the under. Why? I like to bet the over. Well, you know what lays under your Christmas tree? Gifts, and I'm giving you gifts right now. 2 under gifts. And now let's go to lock 3, game number 3. And I got Lamar Jackson over 59.5 rush yards, minus 105. Not much else to say. This guy holds a 19-1 record against the NFC. Playing this guy once every 4 years, it's hard for NFC to even give it of a thought. And then when it comes to it, he cooks them. He cooks them. I'm telling you. You forget how fast, quick, elusive the boy is. Don't forget, he was an MVP at one point of his career. And he's been playing pretty good. Not a lot of credit given to him about the MVP this year. But you know, Lamar's been balling. He's been playing good. He's ascended over the year. He started off a little slow, but he's been playing good lately. And I did a little deep dive down and went down the rabbit hole to see how good he was against the NFC. Over those 20 games, with the over set at 59.5, he has hit this 14-20 games. Good for 70%. All matches started against the NFC. He's hit this. His average in those games, 76.5 rush yards. So essentially, I'm giving you 15 yards of play right here. And he's done it in 5 games this year. Beautiful. Very beautiful numbers to hear. But if you also, I'll tell you this, because it's time of giving. So I'll give you the other thing I was looking at. His rush attempts are currently set at 10.5, plus 105. And he's hit this 11 of 20 games. And he averages just under 12 rush attempts against the NFC. But me personally, I like him hitting the over in his rush yards. Niners got a legit D with Bosa and Chase coming off the edge, going for him, creating havoc, creating pressure. They got a great interior line too, and it's either you got to get it out quick or take it and go. So I think he's going to be making a couple take it and go runs. He likes to rush. You clearly see it. So even if he rushes 10 times, 5 yards a carry, beautiful, 60 yards. And I like the sound of that. So let's take Lamar over 59.5 rush yards, minus 105. Lock that in, baby. And now we go to the moon. No, wait. We go to the end zone. No, wait. We're doing a cross-pollination, baby, for this Christmas Eve. We're combining Hanukkah, we combining Christmas, and we combining Kwanzaa all into one. Mega to the moon, to the end zone parlay. Because it's that time of year, and it's time to give you something great to feast on. So when you're sitting there at your nana's dinner table, I hit one of three so far, and we're waiting for this last leg of the parlay to hit. You hedge it, baby. You hedge it, because this is a game. This is a great way to go into the new year with a great, great parlay. So we got the 2 to moon times 2 to end zone cross pollination parlay. First one I got for you guys, Rashee Rice, anytime touchdowns, Chiefs win, the winning margin 7-12. I should also preface this is an anytime scorecast. All three of these are anytime scorecast, so that's where you'll find it. And we got Rashi Rice, anytime touchdown, Chiefs win by 7 or 12. And I believe that's plus 900. Rashi Rice been balling. He's got 3-4 touchdowns in his last 5-6 games. He's become Patrick Mahomes' favorite receiver. I told you I take the Raiders by plus 10.5. But they usually blow them out, the Chiefs. I think they do cover the 10.5. That's why I went 7-12, not 1-6. So let's take the Chiefs to win 7-12 with a Rashi Rice touchdown. I believe that's plus 900. Next, I got Devonta Smith, anytime touchdown, Eagles win, winning margin 1-6. I think this is a close game. I truly do. I think Tommy keeps it close. Devonta gets a tutty, and I believe it's at plus 1,300, plus 1,400 just this for this anytime scorecast. And I like this. I do. I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants pull off the win with this. I can see this very much happening. And I like it a lot. And next, we got Christian McCaffrey, anytime touchdown, and the Ravens winning margin 1-6. I have the Ravens winning this game. I think they keep it very close, very competitive game. C-Mac has scored pretty much every single game in the past 20, 24 games whenever he was acquired by the 49ers. He can't be stopped, won't be stopped. Undeniable. I think he should be the MVP. Everyone's talking about Brock, but like, you see when Christian McCaffrey came to the 49ers, this team is a different identity. You take him out of the lineup, you put Elijah Mitchell in, this team is not the same. This team isn't the same. So that's why I never mind that rant. I just think the Ravens win. He's got a 19-1 record. It's going to be a close game. I think that this is at plus 600. And the beauty of this, when you put it all together, all of those, the plus 900, the plus 1300, the plus 600, all together for one giant holiday festivities, festivus, whatever you want to call it, that comes to plus 104,900. You put $30 on it, you're walking away with $31,500. Oh my goodness, it's a Christmas miracle. And that's what exactly we'll need for this to hit. A Christmas miracle, but it's in the cards. It's in the cards. I can see it here. So to everyone out there, happy holidays. I hope you have a happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy whatever you celebrate. If you don't celebrate anything at all, bah humbug to you. I don't know what to tell you, bud. Believe in something like I believe in this parlay is going to hit. So if you like what you see, subscribe, like, share, comment. And furthermore, gamble at your own risk. Peace.